Good morning. It's 8:15 a.m. on, really? 8:15? On the 25th of March, a Sunday morning, 2018. It's all out of sequence. Yep, so it is. 8:15 a.m. Sunday, March 25th, 2018. Okay, I'm like half a block past the stop sign where I usually start, and I completely forgot I was supposed to start the podcast because I was thinking about the story. I was thinking about, okay, what do we do now? What kinds of things do we have in play that I can pull into this rather thin story as it goes? Let me see if I can't find a thread to tug on. Let me start with, I forgot to take my meds last night. I was writing until 11 o'clock. I didn't take my pills at 8 o'clock because I didn't want them to knock me out, because I hadn't yet reached my 10,000 word goal. I still had like, I think I still had 2,000, 3,000 words to go. Something like 3,300 words to go at 9 o'clock. It couldn't have been that many. Because I got them all done by 11. 11 o'clock, I was like, okay, that's it. 10,000 words. Literally 10,095. And I stopped almost in the middle of a sentence, certainly in the middle of a paragraph. I said, okay, done. Dead. All dead. And I went to bed and forgot to take my pills. So I woke up a couple of times in the middle of the night. It didn't occur to me that headache was from not taking my pills, or that the pain in my hands was because I hadn't taken my pills, until I got up and stood up and realized, oh, I have that pain in the back of my head. What the hell? Went down and found out that I'd forgotten to take my pills. So yeah, I've got a good diagnostic feedback loop now. If I can just remember that that headache is your punishment for forgetting to take your pills. So yes, I sort of mentioned it in passing, but yesterday was my second 10,000 word day in a row. I'm 5,000 words away from the novel Rama goal of 25,000 words in 4 days. I'll be getting that, assuming nothing untoward happens between now and then. I'll be getting that sometime this afternoon. I still have 4,000 to go because I've already got 1,000 words this morning. I'm going to go home, post this, maybe make some oatmeal. And at 9 o'clock, I hope, or at least somewhere around 9 o'clock, dig back in. Because the story's coming together. The story's going to have something I haven't done in quite a while, which is have more than one point of view. Because I need to show a different point of view than Natalia. I need to show Zoya's point of view for part of the story. So, yesterday was grim. This morning early, I got up, it was like 5:30. So I'm in pain. I take my pills, have a little coffee. I have a couple of pieces of peanut butter toast. And I'm sitting there staring at the screen. And before I know it, it's 6:40. I'm thinking, now this isn't productive. This is not useful. So I shut down Facebook. I shut down Twitter. I went to the word processing file. Got it set up for the day. I have a spreadsheet so that I can track my progression through the course of the day. We run hour-long sprints with Novel Rama, with the No Drama Llama. ding dong. And they start at the top of the hour. So at the top of every hour, and I think the first one this morning is at 9 o'clock, which is why I want to be there for it. Should make it, given that it's only like 8:20 now. So I've got 1,100 words. And for the 9 to 10 hour, I need to try to get another 1,000 to maintain my average of 1,000 words an hour. Now yesterday, I did not maintain that average, which is why I was finishing up at 11 o'clock at night, because I wrote for, I don't know how long. Maybe 12, 14 hours. I had a couple of hours where I didn't break 500 words. And that was demoralizing, because I got to the end of the hour and I took the word count and I'm like, what? I know this one was like 254 words in an hour. And I'm going, oh, jeez. How was that even possible? I wasn't typing. I was just sort of looking and reviewing and going back and rereading what I had and trying to reconcile what was going down on the page versus what I had on my beat sheet and 40-sentence outline. It's really only 36 sentences. And worried that I'm at 30,000 something words, and this story looks like it's wrapping up, and I need more words if I'm going to publish a novel that's the right length for me. 80,000 words is sort of my floor. I suppose 30 something. I still have a lot of story to tell. It's not like I haven't been here before. It's not like I haven't been here and said, oh my god, this story's going to be too short. It almost never is. Because by the time I think I'm halfway, I'm only like third. And since this has to wrap up a bunch of storylines, there's some storylines that haven't even sort of woven in yet. Or the seeds have been planted in the first act, but we're not going to deal with them for a while. Some of them are coming right up, but most of them are still... Well, some of them are coming right up, some of them will be ongoing, and there's a couple that won't appear and get tied off again, or appear again and get tied off in the fourth act, so... Yeah, there's a... There's a lot going on in this book. And it seems to be coming together. Now, I need to back up. Because tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, I have therapy. So I'm going to leave an hour tomorrow morning. I'm not sure if I'm going to try to lose 2 hours by doing the walk and then therapy. Or if I'm just going to... skip the walk tomorrow, keep that hour for writing, and then just do therapy. But think of therapy made me think of. How does it make you feel? One of the meditation questions under motivation is, it's a fascinating process, the motivation. Meditation is a process of making your mind as quiet as possible and then asking yourself a question in the second person. So, rather than asking, how does it make me feel, I ask, how does it make you feel? How does it make you feel? And the big question is always, how did it make you feel when you were doing it for fun? I know I've talked about this before. The meditation is under sports, actually. And it's talking about, how do you stay motivated to do the training, to do all of the stuff that has to happen between the competitions. And particularly when you start doing it at an advanced level, how did that make you feel when you were doing it for fun? How did it make you feel when, you know, growing up you were just playing around with it? Is that my friend? It is, but she's walking away. Just based on the position of the dog. Anyway, so Yeah, the idea of how did it make you feel when it wasn't your job, when it wasn't your task? Oh, get ready, say it with me. Monk post. Still hurt. I tried to protect the hand because of I've got the arthritis flare up in my right hand this morning. It's slowly going away as I've worked it. But finding that feeling, finding that, how did it make you feel? We did it for fun. And trying to recapture that sort of excitement when I was doing it, when I was writing the first book and the second book and the third book, and I was dropping down 6, 8, 10,000 words a day, every day. And then when I went to do Ownershare and wrote 225,000 words in 12 weeks, with several weeks where, you know, my average word count was 65,000 words for 7 days. And those rolling counts stayed above 65,000 for a couple weeks. So at the end of 2 weeks, I had 140-something thousand words, or probably more like 130,000 words, just in 2 weeks. The feeling of getting Ravenwood done during NaNoWriMo. So it was 100,000 words in a month. And really not working that hard, not throwing down that many words, because over the course of 30 days, that's really only, oh, Jesus, what? It's 1,667 times 2, so under 4,000 words a day to get that many words at the end of the month. Yeah, 5,000 words a day for 20 days is 100,000 words, so it shouldn't be terribly difficult. And I have to credit, as much as it irks me to admit it, I have to credit the 40 sentence outline. Because even when I don't know, even when I'm kind of strayed off, even when I've gone onto one of those blank lines where I don't have a sentence, I know that the sentence I need to get to is still, it's right up there. And I can't actually get there yet because I need to have this other stuff happen first. So the word count is filling in, and there's a lot more to fill in to come, just based on what I've written so far. But the way it makes me feel, the feeling of yes, 10,000 words, two in a row. If I can do it again, it'll be three times. If I can do it tomorrow, it'll be four times. Can I do it? And the answer is, well, I'm really the only one who says I can't. I'm the only one who's going to say, I'm going to write today because this is NaNoWriMo. And I can play with my dinosaurs Tuesday. I can play games Wednesday. I can drop my daily word count down to 5,000 words a day and still have a lot of time left over to play. If I do my words first, and getting up and throwing 1,000 words on the page, 1,100 words, before coming out for the walk, before, not exactly before breakfast, but getting words on the page before I've had time to convince myself I should do something else. That's pretty big. If I can continue to do this, if I can reward myself on Tuesday by only having a goal of 5,000 words that day, by Tuesday I'll have something like, well, if I get 10,000 words a day today and tomorrow, that's plus 30 is 50,000 words. That's halfway to my target goal. And then 5,000 words is only like 10 days to get 100,000 words. Which means I could have it done theoretically by, you know, the end of the first week in April. Good morning, good morning. How are we doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. She has a lilac perfume. She had to stop while her dog was doing its business. So yeah, I have to credit this 40 cents outline, even though it's only like 36 sentences, but having the beat sheet, having the outline, having the story idea, the story summary that I'm drawing the sentences, the outline from. And even though the story that I'm writing is not the story that I summarized, it's close. It's, you know, the basic shape of it is still there, even if some of the details aren't the same as I had anticipated. Shifting the details around is really, really not the issue. I still have the story that I need to tell. I still have the story telling the tale that it needs to. But yeah, phew. I'm not feeling my best today. I'm going to work very hard to sort of push that into the background, to look ahead to Tuesday. And the idea that if I could get my 10,000 words today, I'm going to play with whatever time I have left in the day. You know, it might be an hour. If I get my shit together, it could be two. It'll be, you know, later tonight. I still have a 7 o'clock time commitment this evening. So I'm going to lose another hour this evening. But, you know, it's like I'm going to have to do something about dinner, too. I'm not going to do about dinner. I've got chili I can have for lunch. I've got chicken. I can make a chicken stew. Put chicken in a crock pot. Chicken in a crock pot would be less labor intensive. Trying to do the stew tonight. Maybe I'll do takeout tonight. I can do Tex-Mex. I don't know, we'll see how it goes out, shakes out today. I am a little bit dizzy. That's interesting, I wonder what he's doing there. Guy with a backpack and a plastic grocery bag walked up to this big tree here and then did something with his fingers up in beside it. Anyway. Oh, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.